T. Jones has been in the music business since he was in high school in the 1960s. This is Booker T. and the MG's 1962 hit, Green Onions. With the MG's, Booker T. played on numerous records for the Stax label in Memphis for stars including Otis Redding and Ray Charles. More recently, he's collaborated with Jimmy Fallon's house band, The Roots, and the Drive-By Truckers. Tonight, he's playing at Charlotte's McGlowan Theater, and he's on the line with me now. Booker T., thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
I read today that you studied classical music and composition in college. And at the time, you were already, of course, recording and playing with Stax in Memphis. Why is classical music, or why was it important for you to learn it and for your process back then?
Well, that was the first music that entered my life. My mother was a piano player, and she played classical music as early as I can remember. And when I started piano lessons, they started me with Bach and Beethoven. And, of course, juxtaposed to that, I was listening to the blues on the radio. But I've always trained myself as a classical composer or musician, and I still do scales every day.
I've also heard you mention that your creative process starts with a visual idea, and then you turn that into music. Can you talk about how that works?
That has happened. That was, I think, when I was imitating some of the classical composers who wrote about events in history or images in nature. They patterned the symphonies after those types of things. However, that's not altogether true with me. Very often, a musical idea will just appear in my mind, maybe in my sleep or when I'm driving or something like that.
What happens if you have an idea in your sleep? How do you get that on paper? Are you able to wake up and remember it?
Sometimes, most often, the idea is lost. Sometimes I remember them, but sometimes I force myself to wake up and I keep a notepad next to my bed or some score paper in my music room.
That's incredible. And have you ever had a time when you're driving down the road and something hits you and you have to pull over and write it down?
Yes, I used to keep a little tape recorder with me, and I would hum the melody into the tape recorder. But now, with the iPhones, I can just turn that on, and I have a lot of little notes and memos in my phone.
Had more than 50 years of experience now in the music business. What strikes you the most that's changed from the 60s to today?
I think the main change has been the onset of the digital age. Most people I know now use some type of computer, either an iPad or a computer. I wrote my last two albums using computer programs. So I read a lot more manuals now. I have manuals on my iPad. It's more of a process to learn how to operate the digital audio.
So do you spend a lot of your free time reading those manuals? I was going to ask what you do when you're not playing.
I do. And I forget a lot of the information. Some of it has to be reprogrammed into my mind. And of course, they're always updating the programs. So, you'll use a program and then the new version comes out that did something that you wish the old one did. So then you have to read to learn how to utilize it.
But do you enjoy sort of the technological engineering side of musical instruments and the new recording technologies?
I do. I think it's possible for me to make a lot more music than I did in the old days. It used to be I had to hold an idea of memory until I got to the studio and then, teach it to the guys. Whereas now I can put something down at home, complete.
Do you have an idea of an orchestration or of which instruments you're going to put on which lines when you get the musical idea into your head, or is that something that falls into place later?
Sometimes I hear it complete. Sometimes I build it from the bottom up. It's according to the style is.
Well, it's been fascinating to hear you talk about your process and your composition. Booker T., thanks again for your time.
Oh, you're welcome, Duncan. Thanks for calling.